Hello and welcome to Know Your Finances on Radio Naira. Listen to Radio Naira exclusively on 99.9 FM HD4, 101.9 FM and 1490 AM. I am your host Sukesh Pai. I serve as a wealth manager at Trillium Square Advisors here in Raleigh, North Carolina. In this program, we talk all things personal finances. Call us with your questions at 919-294-4800, or you can also join us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/trilliumsquare. Today, we focus on life insurance. What is it and how do you figure out if you need it? If you have watched the movie Forrest Gump, you know the feeling when Tom Hanks says his famous line, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." So is adult life, especially when you're bringing up young ones. Life is full of surprises and unexpected ups and downs that are beyond your control. As in the movie Three Idiots, when life is out of control, you cannot wish away our miseries by singing, "All is well." We need to prepare for it and be ready to face the consequences. Some people are cautious. They like to be well prepared. Some are carefree and would not be bothered the least. No matter what kind of person you are, you always wish that your spouse and children are always happy and are never in harm's way. So this brings us to the question of how we can provide for our family when the main breadwinner goes out of commission. The main breadwinner might be you, your spouse, or someone else in the family. This is where life insurance comes in. Say you are the only breadwinner of your family, and say something unexpected were to happen to you and you were to die. Would you not be at rest knowing that those you care for will not have to struggle for money? No one enjoys stress. Stress makes life harder and less enjoyable. If you know your family will be well taken care of long after you're gone, this is a huge stress reliever. It can also allow you to focus on things that truly matter, such as spending time with those loved ones. Life insurance does provide that guarantee to bring financial relief to your family. While someone out there, like the insurance companies, are ready to give you that guarantee, it is important to understand the cost at which it comes. There are many different aspects to consider when looking at an insurance policy. The cost of the policy depends on many factors as well. We Desis always work backwards. If I understand the cost, I can figure out what is important for me and what is not. So let us see what the cost of a life insurance policy primarily depends on. If you are likely to avail the insurance further out in time, the better it is for the insurance company. They can collect on your premiums for longer. So the cost of insurance depends on your age. The younger you are, it is more likely you will pay premiums for longer, and hence you will pay a smaller premium. Similarly, the healthier you are, longer you're likely to live, longer you're likely to pay premium, smaller your premiums are. Another aspect is how risky your lifestyle is. Are you a smoker? Do you have a hobby that might be dangerous? Insurance companies sometimes may not be able to offer you an insurance if you are in certain types of professions. Even if they are able to, the premiums may be very high. The cost of insurance will also depend on how long you want to be insured. The longer you want to be insured, the more expensive it is going to be, given all the other things being equal. So you can buy what is known as term life insurance. This is insurance for a limited term, such as 10 years, 20 years. After that term is completed, the insurance policy expires. You are no longer insured. a term life can be inexpensive compared to a permanent life insurance. So far, no one has conquered death. This means a permanent life insurance will pay out eventually. So the insurance company is going to charge a yearly premium for it. When you're considering a life insurance policy, it is important. One of the important things you need to come up with is what the death benefit you desire. Since the idea of life insurance is to be able to financially cover the cost of taking care of your family in the future, it is important to estimate what that cost aggregates to the present day in today's dollars. That is, how much money should you have in the bank today so that even if you were to die as early as today, you have enough money in the bank for your family for the rest of their future needs. Give it some thought. This is not an infinite amount of dollars. It is some finite amount of dollars. So let us say you have a young family with two kids aged 8 and 10. If you need life insurance coverage starting today, you would want to make sure you have enough for your spouse to live a full life through retirement and support your two kids until they are aged 21 and are there on their own. A financial advisor will be able to estimate this cost in today's dollar terms and give that to you. This is the death benefit that you desire in your policy. As you can already guess, the higher the death benefit you need, the higher will be your premium for life insurance. So, to summarize, the big factors that cost of life insurance depends on include the amount of death benefit, the term during which you need the coverage, your age, your health condition, your occupation, and hobbies. There are additional factors that insurance companies could consider as well. Now, let us talk about some fringe benefits of life insurance right after the break.